Welcome to the Secret to Success podcast with Antonio T. Smith Jr. This podcast is all about personal development and training. If you desire more in life, if you desire to be successful, this is the podcast for you. So sit back, relax, enjoy, and get ready to be transformed.
As we talk about words, we've discovered there's something fundamentally different about you, and you are a blessing, and you are life, and you are something great, and you are words. So what's the most important word? What's the most important word in the English language? What about French? What about Hebrew, Greek, Russian, Swahili? What's the most important word in all languages? Ask your children, what would they say? Ask you, what would you say? What about your spouse? What do you think? Take a moment. What did you come up with? Was it attitude? If it was attitude, you are absolutely correct. The most important word in any language is attitude. Your attitude will test you, whether you want it to be tested or not. It is your attitude that will get you to places that your talent cannot get you into. It is your attitude that will get you pay raises when you do not deserve them. It is attitude that will get you grace when you do not deserve it. It is attitude that will get you marriages when you don't deserve them. It is attitude that will keep you and lift you or suppress you after the age of whatever it is that you want to decide, 7, 12, 10, 14, whatever that may be. At some point, your attitude is completely your responsibility. So let's discover if you have a good attitude. There's two questions that I love to ask people. Question number one, why are you not rich? Now, this question is a trick question because if you say anything but it's my fault, your attitude is that in which you blame others. Here's another question. Ask yourself, how is life treating you? If you say life is treating me well, you have a well attitude. If you say life is treating me bad, you have a bad attitude. If you are indifferent, or say, I don't know. Well, you have an I don't know attitude. And no matter what you receive, no matter how you feel, you get your attitude. In this life, you will not get your intellect. In this life, you will not get your education or your degrees. You will not get your privilege, the family in which you were born within. You will not get any of these things but your attitude. If you think that you have a well life, you also have well blessings, well friends, and a well bank account. If you think that you have a bad life, well, you actually have a bad attitude, bad friends, and a bad bank account. Yet most of you don't fall in the good or the bad. You fall in the indifferent. You see, there's something fundamentally different about human beings, and yet we don't receive this difference, so we are indifferent about the world. We ride down, we drive, we move, we shift, we move, we go, and we run all the way to all these other places, and we do not recognize that we have become indifferent. Man is like a person holding a steering wheel, driving down the road towards his destination. Most people let go of the steering wheel and say, road, take me where you want me to go. I'm tired of holding the steering wheel. I don't want to work anymore. My boss made me upset. I don't want to do this anymore. And most of us take our hands off the steering wheel and become indifferent about our journey. And so every bump in the road takes us to where we need to be because we're indifferent. Every turn that we're supposed to take, we don't take. And so we bump up against the guardrails. We fall in the ditches. We break our limbs because we've taken our hands off the steering wheel of life. And we've decided that where there is us, there is indifference. You see, most of us, we're indifferent about life because we're indifferent about our attitudes. Allow me to introduce a new concept to you. Action is action. And we are all in action. Every human being on planet Earth is in action, whether you want to be or not. And if you decide that you're not going to move but you're not too brave enough to say that you quit. And if you just say, I'm just going to step back and do nothing until things get perfect, you have taken inaction. My friends, the problem with inaction is that inaction is an action. It's just not an action that serves you. This is where we are. Your attitude is the most important word that can ever happen to you inside the words. Not only is there power in your words, but there's power in your attitude. And where there is your attitude, there is your character. And where there is your character, there is your habits. And where there is your habits, there is your thoughts. And where there is your thoughts, there is you. The most important word in the whole language of all languages is attitude. How do you feel? Is life treating you good, bad, or indifferent? Your attitude determines where you go.